I greet all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen. Let us turn to our Bibles, the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 3, from verse 1. If you found, you can say amen. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons, as we bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, we've read a scripture. We just need you just to come and bring the illumination of revelation upon the scripture. For the Bible says, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. So this evening we are depending solemnly on thy spirit, that it should come and bring the right revelation to your people, dear God. And we commit everything to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. While you take your seat. I just want to take a couple of minutes and speak on a family tree. Hallelujah. A family tree. We want to speak on that for a few minutes. I'm told within a medical cycle, a family tree is very critical because it helps them with the diagnosis. If you have a heart problem, they would often ask, has anybody in the family ever had a heart attack? If you have stroke, they would ask, was there anybody in the family that had stroke or cancer? The reason they do that, they are of the view that the genetic makeup on your family might be making the members of the family to be prone to a particular disease. Amen. And but excuse me, us that are not medically inclined but are spiritually inclined, we know that those that may be regarded as genetic diseases, actually it is demons that target a specific family. Amen. And I believe that the word is enough to cast away even a genetic or a generational disease. Do you believe that this evening? But, excuse me, it's even in the family, there are a certain way that a child would behave. And members of the family can trace that behavioral pattern and link it to another member in the family and say, you are exactly like, he's exactly like his aunt or like his uncle. Are we together? But I'm confirming that those are spirits that are targeting a particular family given their genetic disposition in the family. Amen. But I'm not going to be on the natural, but the natural types, the spiritual. Amen. I believe that certain things used to be, it looks like even naturally people used to be closer to God, but as time goes by, they move further and further away from God. Why am I saying that? I wonder, why did they come up with this or coined this thing called a family tree? It means they are aware that a family is like a tree and it branches out. Are we together? And that is why I've read the scripture that I've read, that in the beginning there were two trees in the Garden of Eden. And we are going to trace these families back to the original trees in the Garden of Eden. Are we together? And as much as when we speak about a family tree, we are not referring to the physical or a plant structure, but we are referring to the members of the family that constituted that family generationally. Meaning this grandfather gave birth to that grandfather, and that grandfather gave birth to that grandfather. So you can be able to branch it. That one got married to that one, and that one later married to that one. So as in certain cycles, they will say it's a clan. Hallelujah. But they are able to trace them back and say and connect the dots as to who fits where. Are we together? And let me just starting here. You are a member of your family tree, naturally speaking. And if you remain being a member of your family, whatever demons that defeated your family will defeat you. Are we together? I'll repeat. Every family tree has got undesirable elements in it. No matter how renowned, even if I was to be an Oppenheimer or a Motsepe and have unlimited access to the bank account, but within that family structure, there are certain activities that if you were to zoom in, you may say, hang on, I'd rather not be part of this family. Are we together? And how do we know? The phrase called a black sheep. A black sheep is somebody that when the family goes east, he goes west. Are we together? If the family does this way, he goes that way. Then we end up, they ended up calling them a black sheep. Amen. A black sheep, he is a reflection of what your family was going to be without common decency. And everybody in your family could be like him or her, but what prevents them from being that way, they may be because somewhat maybe they've been socialized better and they are able to suppress the spirit that is running wild in what we deem a black sheep. Are we together? And thank God I'm not a black sheep in my family. And I hope you are not a black sheep in your family. Are we together? I want you to stay with me on that. There are, even when after you have been baptized, and now you are a message believer, you sing glorious songs, you testify, there are still some spirits that are lingering in your generation that if you are not vigilant, they can overrun you. Are we together? And it's very easy. You can just pause and look in your family and say, but what are the patterns that I see in my family? What are the things? And that is why make sure that and this breaks my heart, because a lot of people would normally think that if you are a pastor, everybody that is related to you as a pastor, they are holy. And somebody say, let me get married to this sister or to this brother because he is related to Brother Madiba, and Brother Madiba is a man of God. Oh, after you get married, you may realize that proximity does not bring holiness. Only new birth brings holiness. Hallelujah. I'm talking like this because I know brothers that went into the pastor's families and say, but she looks very beautiful or he looks very handsome. But later they were surprised. I hope we are together here. And that is why, even for the mere fact that her family or his family are in the message, it is not a guarantee enough. This is an individual experience. Are you with me, people? I hope we are together here. And unless, and let me put it this way. If you have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you are part of the fellowship, and you love the Lord, and you want to live for the Lord, but you are not sealed with the Holy Ghost, you are still vulnerable to spirits that may be trying to torment your family. Because the only victory that comes about, it is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because the baptism of the Holy Ghost makes you a new creature. What does it do? It moves you from one family tree into another family tree. And no wonder Jesus says to Nicodemus, you must be born again. There is a reason why he said you must be born again. Because Nicodemus, if you are not a born again, I don't care whether you wear a collar. I don't care whether you go to the temple on a weekly basis. But that spirit that was chasing your forefathers, it is bound to catch up with you. But when you are born again, you are no longer part of the genetic pool that made your family tree. It moves you further into something else. Do you want me to give an example? I mean, certain nonsensical things that have erupted in the message is simply because people never overcame their family spirit. Brothers that have gone and manipulated Brother Branham's quotations and brought forth polygamy, when you go and check, you may find that their grandfather, they have suffered with the syndrome of having too many wives. Now they were baptized and came into the message, but they did not receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and that spirit was lingering there until it caught up with them. It's not just a spiritual problem, it's a genealogical problem. I don't know whether we're together. Now, somebody say, oh, trees. Yeah, oh yes, trees. Let's bring it to tree. Those trees, it was not just physical trees. It was people. It was two persons. Are we together? It was two persons. And if you want a scripture to that, because the Bible speaks symbolically. If it speaks about a woman, it speaks about the church. Amen. And then it says in the Psalm chapter 1, verse 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doth shall prosper. So it tells you that the tree symbolizes a person. Now, in the Garden of Eden, God tells his family, says, you may partake of every tree, but of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, do not partake. And we know that tree, it was the tree of good and evil, knowledge of good and evil. But there was a tree of life that they had to partake from. As long as they partook from the tree of life, they could not die. And Brother Branham, in the end time, he tells us that the tree of life is Christ. And he tells us that the tree of knowledge of good and evil, it is Satan. And what has created the chaos that we see in the end time is because somebody went to partake of the tree of good and evil. When you partake from that tree, you become wild. Hallelujah. And maybe I'm speaking as a father. When a child has partook that from that tree, they become very aggressive in the house as well. I'll get into that. Let me not make you uncomfortable. Now, then you say, Brother Madiba, if you say family tree, did the prophet speak about that? Brother Bram says in the message, questions and answers, paragraph 95, he says, my mother, as you know, was a half Indian, and my father was an Irish, a Kentucky Irish at that. Both of them had enough temper to fight a buzzsaw. Are we together? Now, look, Brother Branham later, he says, this is the man who, when he was born, a pillar of fire honored his birth and came into the room where he was. This is the man that even when he wanted to take a drink, because the Branhams used to drink, the spirit will come and rebuke him and say, you must not touch it. Are we together? But despite being born under the pillar of fire, despite the angel being there every minute of his life, he as well had to be born again. Why? The presence of the pillar of fire does not bring new birth. The pillar of fire can be in the church now, but it doesn't mean everybody that was in the presence of the pillar of fire has been born again. The pillar of fire led to the Israelites, but it doesn't mean everybody that was under that pillar of fire was born again. Are we together? Our children can be under the pictures of the pillar of fire, but they must be born again. Because being born again, it's a change of nature. Brother Brennan says the other time, you remember he was quite petite in stature. He says there was a time where they made fun of him, and they called him with a derogatory name. And he says, I loaded 16 bullets in my gun, and I shot at the guy. He said, what made him to do that? It's because the nature of the parents were in the prophet. But later on, he says, then one day, I went to a Holy Ghost-filled meeting. And in that meeting, I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And later there was a woman that insulted me. I looked at the woman and a sweet spirit came over me. What happened? He was no longer part of the family tree of the Branham, but now he was a new creature. And if the prophet, if it applied to the prophet, it must apply to everyone that follows this message. The favorite one that I normally tell you about, Brother Bram speaks about in the marriage paradox, a young boy that was born of a German mother, and Brother Branham says, calls the parents and says, listen, the spirit that comes from the father's side is a very arrogant spirit. The spirit that comes from the mother's side, it's a very unforgiving spirit. They have now converged in the boy. He said, the boy cannot be sorry. The father said, wait a minute, our son was baptized in church. Our boy goes to church. But Brother Bram say, I don't care what he says. I've traced in him and I can see that he's still a victim of the family spirit. The only thing that erases the family spirit is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The only thing that makes you to overcome challenges of your family tree, it is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Not church attendance, not reciting the scriptures, not knowing the quotation, but the experience of the new birth erases for the devil to trace you through your family. Some of us that we are here, we come from family environments where everybody is an alcoholic. Some of us, we come from a family environment where everybody, they lie, even when they don't have to save their skin. Some of us, we come from a family that where we cannot even be honest and be loyal to one woman. We run around. Hallelujah. Are we together? Some of us, we come from family spirit, pride. No one will tell us anything. We've got it together. Some of us, we come from family environment that are arrogant. Some of us, we come from family environment that can never empathize. I know spirits that dominate the Madibas. Hallelujah. And you've got to know the spirits that dominate your family. But this evening, I am glad God delivered me through the message of the hour from every spirit that dominated the Madibas. And folks, I meet them in some of the family gatherings, and I see that had the Holy Ghost not come my way, I would have been exactly like that fella. What makes me different from him is the grace of God. Are you aware of spirits that are dominating your family? Some of you parents, you can trace the very spirit upon your children. Oh yeah, sometimes they are in the message, they come to church, but how they handle the situation, you just say, that old aunt. Are we together? Then it behooves you as a parent to go on your knees and say, as much as I experience the new birth, oh God, be gracious upon my son. Be gracious upon my daughter. That's why we need parents that can pray for their children. I hear people. Amen. Nothing will help you, destroy you, love you, hate you, carry you, hinder you like a family. Well, are we together? Amen. Now, Brother Branham speaks of, and I wanted to bring it up here, but I think we might have to delve into it on Sunday. Brother Branham speaks, you know, even your temperament, it is shaped by your family environment. Brother Branham, he was melancholy. That means, and let me just read it for you, and there are families where individuals with a temperament, they call it sanguine, very talkative. And there are actually four of them. On Sunday, I will bring them up on here. But Brother Brown picked up, he says, I'm melancholy. He says when he speaks about it in the message, a super sign, paragraph 53, he says, now that, let's settle down now. Excuse my mental, sentimental feeling. I was going to say melancholy. I can't help it. About time I started to meet somebody and get to loving them and get unacquainted one another, then we have to say bye-bye, see you again someday. I hate to do that. So it comes from an environment where if he befriends somebody and they get to know, and when that person goes, he says it breaks him. It makes him to be very low in spirit. He continues in the message, led by the Holy Spirit, paragraph 4. You don't know tonight, I have to see, I'm a temperamental person. And when we speak about temperaments, I want you to remember something. When you repent, and when you are born again, God does not change your character. He changes the direction that your character was taking. Do you want a scripture for that? Paul was a problem to the church, converted or unconverted. When he was converted, he came to them and said to them, he was killing them. When he was converted, he came and said, you foolish Galatians, who bewitched you? God changed the character. And when the direction that the character takes, when it changes, even the results that the character brings about do change. Are we together? He says, I have to put, see, I'm a temperamental person, a melancholy sort of a person. I can't let myself get away. Satan takes advantage of that on me. I'm one of those types that could break down. Of course, say goodbye to you in a few minutes. I had better do it, but I just had to express myself. I probably would go here crying. That's the nature of the prophet, and he puts himself on Sunday. I will bring four of them, and you can see and decide what is your temperament. Amen. Are you still with me? Amen. Now, When we speak, and there are certain, when I speak about a family tree, it may sound that I speak of it in the negative, but there are positive connotations to your family tree. There are certain families, maybe on a natural level, they can say we are a family of achievers. Everybody that comes from that family, I look at the Oppenheimer family. They are not believers, but there is a standard that they have put in their family. At some point in time, I read a book about that family that actually no one is allowed to participate or to be involved in their family business without getting an Oxford University degree. That's the standard that they have put. So if you are an Oppenheimer, you become synonymous with an attainment of Oxford degree. Are we together? And that, it's not only a one-moment wonder. It's something that they had instilled from generation to generation. Are we together? And there are some families, mama was in business, gogo was in business, he is in business. It is in their nature. Until they can say, we in this lineage, we never work for anybody. We are always self-employed. Are you with me? So that, it may be the positive side, but the problem is that if you stay longer with that, without that being complemented by the new birth, you're going to be overtaken by negative elements. Are we together? So the answer is not to go and spot what are the positive connotations to our family tree. The answer is you need to overcome your family tree. Are we together? And your family, how in even your behavioral pattern. I always say, and I look at those that may have known Pastor Chisa. When he speaks, his mannerism, his way of doing things, and you look at the son, it's exactly how he speaks, how he walked, how he body, the gestures, it's exactly like his father. So if they were to be in one room, you wouldn't have to say, who's the son of Pastor Chesa? You would immediately say, you are his son, based on the stature, based on the texture of the pigmentation, based on the mannerism, based on everything, he's a summation of the father. So that means the boy cannot divorce himself from how his father looks. There are certain genes in the son that dictates how he behaves. And those genes were first in the grandfather, that passed on the father, that came on the son. And that means in certain environment, if the son was to come under pressure, it is likelihood he would respond like the father. Because now it is a genetical response. Are we together? And similarly, if you are born again, you belong to another family tree that has different set of genes. And those genes dictate how you live your life. Are we together? And I want to say, since I found this new family tree, which is not necessarily new, it's new here on earth, but it is the oldest because it comes from eternity. I've picked up that if I meet the giants, there is a DNA in me that is a giant killer. Because the gene that was in David can be found in me today. You can say it can be found in you. Are we together? The faith that was in our father Abraham has now been found in the seed of Abraham. Why? Their genetic makeup, spiritual genetic makeup, comes from their father. I hope we are together here. If you want to know, or we want to know our new family tree, go and look at Hebrews 11. By faith, Enoch walked with God. I walk with God because in me, there is a DNA of walking with God. I cannot do anything else. That is my genetic makeup. If I go into a trial, I know I'm not going to give up. I know I'm not going to quit. Why? Because there is a DNA that was in Job, but now it's operating in me in the end time. I can call things that are not there as though they are there, and you as well. Why? Because in you, the gene that was in Abraham is now found in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you still with me? Now, just to show you how critical a family tree is. When Eliezer found Rebecca, and they went to Rebecca's house, and he said, "Hinder me not. Seeing the Lord has prospered my way, send me away that I may go to my master." And they said, "We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth," after they've had a testimony of Eliezer. And they called Rebecca and said unto her, "Will thou go with this man?" She said, "I will go." Brother Brum said it was a clear-cut decision. And they sent away Rebecca, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his maid. And they blessed Rebecca and said unto her, "Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions. Let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them." Statement say spoken by the relatives. But it was a prophecy based on the decision that Rebecca made. That you, young girl, you only have a baby even now. You are a damsel. But here's a prophecy. Be thou the mother of thousands and millions, and let thy seed possess the gates of its enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And as I often say in this church, I don't believe it was the slingshot that killed Goliath. I believe it was the promise that was given to Rebecca that brought the Goliath down. Why? Because David came from the right family tree. A family tree that a prophecy was spoken over. When he met Goliath, he didn't know, but there was a gene in him that knew somewhat victory is about to be attained. If you asked him and say, "Is there evidence?" he would have said, "I don't see any evidence." If you have asked him and say, "Look at Saul, Goliath, do you think he's vulnerable anyway?" he would have said, "I don't know. But one thing I know, I'm going after him." Because why? He was propelled by a prophecy. "Let thy seed possess the gates of its enemies." Hallelujah. I can imagine David coming down. And Goliath, a man that was big in stature. Giants were big during that time. And when he looked at David, he just saw a nobody. But he did not know the family tree from which he branched off. A family tree of Abraham. A family tree of Moses. A family tree of Joshua. A family tree of Mordecai. All those great men. David was a summation of them on that day. Goliath looked at him and said, "Why? I ask for a man, you send a boy." Hallelujah. And he just went there by the river. Brother Bon said he picked up 5 stones. He put them into the slingshot. But the Bible says he ran towards Goliath. He charged towards him. He must have believed in something that was higher than what people could see. And I believe that it was the spiritual genes that made David to react in such a manner. And he released the 5 stones. And we all know the Spirit of God came on top of one and just redirected it. And there was just a small area where Goliath was exposed. And the stone hit him there. And he was on the ground. And David went over him, cut off his head. But as much as they were rejoicing, and women say Saul killed 1,000, but David killed just 10,000. I don't believe it was the strength of David. I don't believe it was the skill of David. I don't believe it was the expertise of David. I believe it's because there was a blessing upon his family tree. And tonight, folks, we're going to get into certain situations. But one thing for sure, we may not know how to figure it out. We may not know how to move out of it. But one thing for sure, there is a blessing that was set over our life. And I say, as much as Rebecca saw Eliezer that he did not know anything about, and they asked her, will you go with this man? And these were women, the sisters that were asking their own sister, are you going to go with this man that we don't know his credential? And she said, yes, I will go. I say, in the end time, there was a man sent from God, and he told us, I'm looking for a wife for Isaac. And we listened to the testimony, and our relative from the denomination asked us, will you go with this man? And in the end time, we took a clear cut decision, yes, I will go with that man. And that prophecy that was said to Rebecca, in the end time, I can say the same prophecy over your life, because you have decided to follow this man. Let thy seed possess the gates of thy enemies. Hallelujah. I don't care what our children will go through. They've got to overcome. There is a blessing that was set over their family tree. I don't care how the world can become evil, but there is a blessing over our life. And no matter what, whether the devil likes it or not, we are coming out of this generation as victors, because why? Let thy seed possess the gates of thy enemies. A family tree. A rich family tree. Men bold. They brought kingdoms, subdued kingdoms. They brought the dead children back to their children, to their mother, alive. We belong to a family tree that the devil can never confuse. We belong to a family tree that the devil has never figured out. We belong to a family tree that will overcome Satan anytime, anywhere, under any condition. Yes. You heard about the slave that was sent to America. And it was a very good slave. He walked like he was in charge of the environment. Until this guy said, let me buy that slave. And this man, the slave owner, said, no, not that one. Says, but why does he look different? Are you feeding him? He says, no. Are you feeding him different? He says, no. This guy, I as well wondered many times the way he is, the structure, how he walks, his demeanor, his mannerism. Then I figured out, I was told where he comes back from Africa, in some village somewhere, his father is a king. And no matter how much is in a foreign land, hallelujah, the royal genes have never left him. In the midst of slavery, he becomes a king in slavery. And when you look at him, he possesses nothing, but the genes in him could not allow him to be like the rest of the slaves. A genetic makeup. And I'm reminded of the people upon the face of the earth. Their walk is different. Their dressing is different. Their talk is different. Why? Something in them tells them we come from somewhere where our father is a king. Although we are here in a foreign land, but we have not forgotten who we are. When you are a true message believer, even when you want to leave the message and go and be like the rest of the world, you don't fit in. There's a brother that was giving us a testimony. He made us laugh. He had backslid and went to a stadium to watch rugby. Springbok playing with another team at Loftus. While he's there, he's sitting comfortably in the pavilion. Comfortably. Right next to him, there was a scuffle just broke out. People started pushing one another. Then the security, all of them rushed there as a contingency. When they got there, went up the pavilion, and they looked. Guess who they grabbed? He was not part of it. He was just near it. And they grabbed him. Then they brought him down. Remember, now The rugby match stopped. The camera is now zooming where there is a scuffle. Then they grab the brother out of thousands. And the security guard are coming down. He was telling me, say, when I was coming, I was saying, goodness, believers are watching wherever they're at. There is the brother. Why? God will never allow you to be comfortable in a backslidden sea. He will expose you to bring you back home. Why? Because you are not made of a genetic makeup that can fall and you slip on your belly and say, I give up. You don't come from there. When you fall, you rise again. When you fall, you rise again. Why? There is a DNA in you never to give up. How many are happy of this new family tree? God bless you richly. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. I love him. I love him. Brother Grace will lead us in prayer. Thereafter, we'll release you. I love him. Do you love him this evening? You love him. On Calvary Street. Do you love him? God bless you.
Dear Father,
thank you, Father.
Heavenly Father, dear God, we thank you once again tonight, O Lord Jesus, that you've given us this opportunity to come and gather in this fashion, to come and hear from you, Lord Jesus. You've spoken to us, O God. We had long days, O God. We went to different places, maybe school and work. But Father, Lord, after that, we managed to come.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, Lord Jesus, to this place for us to worship you, God. We thank you, Father Lord, because it's all about you and its grace, oh Father. Many could have wished, oh Lord Jesus, to come and hear, Father Lord, one speaking on your behalf and hear your words, oh Lord Jesus, but you grant us that grace, oh Lord, to come here, Father Lord, and be changed, oh Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for such a message that you've given us. The family tree, oh God.
Yes.
We understand that, oh Lord, being under the pillar of fire isn't enough, oh God. Help us to realize that each and every one of us, we need to go through new birth, oh Father.
Yes.
Because even with the Branham, oh Lord Jesus, the pillar of fire could go, oh Father, Lord, but that place where he was born, but that wasn't enough, oh Lord. He had to go to new birth, oh Father. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, God, we pray, that we can, oh Father, Lord, not be comfortable until we be filled with the Holy Ghost in our souls. Baptize us, oh Father, Lord, with your Spirit. Oh God, that's the only guarantee, oh Father, that we have, oh Lord Jesus, to overcome all these challenges, to overcome all this spirit, oh Lord, the family spirit and all of that, oh Father. For we know that each and every family, they've got one. But we pray, oh Lord Jesus, that you help us, oh God, come out of that stuff, oh God, and be new people, new birth, oh Lord yes. Jesus. Help us, oh God, we want to be born again and be filled with your Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for such a message. Help us, God, and let your Holy Spirit always, oh Father, follow us everywhere, oh Lord Jesus.
Let it be so.
To our places, to our schools, oh God. Any place we go, our workplaces, oh Father, there are spirits all over there. Challenges and attacks from the devil. Oh God, we know that before we leave this earth, oh Lord, the battle will still be there, oh Father.
Yes.
Help us to survive and help us, oh Lord, to overcome. We'll never make it without your Spirit. We'll never make it, oh God, without your grace upon our lives. We surrender and give ourselves everything away to you, God. Come, oh Father, Lord, and be with us everywhere, oh Lord Jesus. Oh God, I can see, say, oh God Almighty, even Brother Branham could go through challenges, oh Father, Lord. Could go through temptations, oh Father. Help us, oh Lord, just like the pillar of fire could come when you wanted to drink and have a cigarette, oh Lord. You sent your pillar of fire,
thank
oh Father,
Father,
Lord, to go and stop him from doing that, oh God. Sometimes we go through things like that as well. Oh Lord, it's our workplaces and school and everywhere we are out there, oh God. Whenever we go through anything like that, oh Father, do not let it come, oh Father, Lord, and win us. Send that very same Spirit, the one you sent, oh Lord, to speak to Brother Branham, to stop him from doing it, oh God. You the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change not, mighty God. Help us, oh Father, Lord, and as we followed and believed this message of Brother Branham. Oh God, he's gone, but the pillar of fire isn't gone. You yes. are not gone, you're still here with us.
Thank
That's why
you,
we gather in this fashion, oh Lord, shouting amen, oh Lord Jesus. Oh Father, help us, oh God. Help us, oh Father, Lord, and strengthen us, oh Father. In our shortcomings and weaknesses, oh God, we need your help, Father,
yes.
Lord. For everything is all about the preparation. We want to be ready, Lord, for our going away, Father. Leaving this place and go, Father, Lord, meeting you in the air. Oh, Father, Lord, we pray now, oh God, that we want to leave, go to our respective places. May you please come, oh Father, Lord, and grant us a traveling mercy, Father. Bless us, oh Lord Jesus, and protect us as we'll be driving to our places. Bless, oh Father, Lord, the pastor, your servant, that you used
so
for
Father.
Us tonight. Oh God, I give him away to you as well. Himself, oh Lord, and his family, may you please, oh Father,
so
bless
Father.
Him, oh God. As a pastor has got as well desires in his heart. God Almighty, we pray that you grant, oh Lord
yes.
Jesus, grant the desire of his heart. For we know that one of them desires is us as well here, Father, Lord. As a pastor, he's a father, he prays for his people,
yes.
Lord. He prays for his children, so we pray as well that you grant that desire in his
Let
heart.
It be so,
bless him and strengthen him, oh God. I pray for each and every one of us that made it to the service. Bless, oh Father, Lord, all the offices, oh God. I pray for our deacons, oh God. They're just human beings, oh Father, and need your help, oh Father,
yes.
Lord, and need support from all of us, oh Father. We pray that you strengthen them. We pray that you be with them, oh Lord Jesus. Bless our musician, oh God. Mm. I give them as well into your hand. Mm. We know that the devil always, oh Father, Lord, strike into that corner.
Yes.
But we pray, oh Lord Jesus, that you help us. Oh God, just fill us with the Holy Ghost, oh God, so that we can overcome any challenge, any attack that comes from the devil, Satan. For we know that we will never win without your word. And your word, oh Lord, when Satan came to you, he brought scriptures and you overcame with scriptures. Help us, oh Father, Lord, to even read this message, to even read the Bible, Lord, and have time, enough time to pray. Oh God, help us. As I pray and commit even myself and my little family into your hand, bless us, oh Lord, until we gather again, oh Lord, on Sunday. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you,
Richard. Amen. God bless you. Let's just say Beulah Land, and thereafter you are dismissed till we see you on Sunday. Amen. Time on matter. Ask them to open the door for me.